From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Governors in at least six U.S. states have authorized the arming of personnel at National Guard facilities following Thursday's deadly attacks in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The governors of Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas issued the orders as security at recruiting centers comes under increased scrutiny in the wake of the shootings. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy petty officer who was shot Thursday at a military support center has died. Petty Officer Randall Smith is the fifth person, that is, to die in the shootings. 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz unleashed a barrage of fire at a recruiting center in Chattanooga. He then drove several kilometers away to a Navy and Marine Reserve center where he shot and killed four Marines and seriously wounded Smith. Abdulaziz was later shot to death by police. U.S. President Barack Obama says this past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said without the deal, the world risks having another war in its most volatile region.
Without this deal, there would be no limits on Iran's nuclear program. There would be no monitoring, no inspections. The sanctions we rallied the world to impose would unravel. Iran could move closer to a nuclear weapon. Other countries in the region might race to do the same, and we'd risk another war in the most volatile region in the world.
Earlier Saturday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal. He called the U.S. arrogant and said Iran would never bow to what he called the enemy's excessive demands. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people Saturday with suspected links to the Islamic State militant group. As Edward Uranian reports, some were alleged to have been involved in recent acts of terrorism, while others were alleged to be plotting future attacks on mosques, security forces, and other targets.
Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman General Mansour Ben Turki told journalists that those arrested were involved in several specific attacks. Another group was involved in recruiting agents to spread what he called Islamic State's misguided ideology. He added that others were involved in plotting future attacks. Security spokesman Bassem Atiya indicated that most of those arrested belonged to what he called sleeper cells and were in direct contact with Islamic State recruiters or ringleaders outside Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Egyptian military officials say militants attacked two checkpoints in the Sinai Peninsula Saturday, killing five soldiers and wounding at least four others. An Egyptian military spokesman said that militants used rocket-propelled grenades and mortars at the checkpoints. On Thursday, the so-called Sinai province said it had fired a rocket at an Egyptian naval vessel in the Mediterranean Sea. An Egyptian military spokesman said the vessel caught fire, but there were no fatalities, that is, among its crew. Kenya's Westgate shopping mall in the capital Nairobi has reopened nearly 2 years after it became the scene of one of that country's worst terrorist attacks. The upscale mall opened on Saturday with new security measures in place, including X-ray machines, explosives detectors, and guard towers. Olga El Colano runs a kiosk in the mall.
That day was really tragic. My staff, Caroline, who is a sales girl, she was there that day, and she was lucky to escape alive. But she also doesn't want to go back to those memories, you know. We just want to be positive and just move forward. And I'm really happy that this is all happening and it's opening again, and I'm happy to be back.
Members of the Al-Shabaab militant group stormed Westgate Mall on September 21, 2013, hurling grenades and opening fire on shoppers and employees. 67 people were killed in the three-day siege. Former FIFA Vice President Jeffrey Webb has pleaded not guilty in a U.S. federal court in connection with a massive international soccer corruption scandal. A judge in New York released the 50-year-old on $10 million bond. His wife, a U.S. citizen, and her relative signed the bond papers in court. Webb is one of 14 defendants accused of soliciting more than $150 million in bribes in return for awarding and hosting broadcast rights for the World Cup.
That's the latest world news from VOA.